Church, without much ado, let's welcome Apostle Timothy Adeni from Nigeria. Oh, let's clap, let's clap, let's clap better to the Lord. Let's welcome him, let's welcome him, let's welcome him. Wow. God bless you. God bless you, Apostle.
If that clapping is unto the Lord, you can do it more better. If that clapping is unto the Lord, you can do it more better. I'm not hearing the sound. I'm not hearing the sound. I'm not hearing the sound. If you are set for this session, can you rise on your feet? You cannot be clapping for the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, and you are still sitting down. If you are ready for the fire this afternoon, put your hands together for Jesus. He is the Lord of Lords. He's the I am that I am. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the Lily of the Valley. Come on, just appreciate him. He's worthy. Amen. Please take your seat. All glory to God for the privilege I have under him to stand before the future great men and women of our church and our generation. I want to appreciate the leadership of Apostle for extending this wonderful love to Tax Fund. And I also bring greetings from Tax Fund in Nigeria. It is my earnest prayer that in this section, someone shall be blessed. That person shouting amen, you are the one. That person shouting amen, you are the one. This afternoon is an afternoon of fire. Help me tell your neighbor, fire. Now listen, if you are here and you cannot shout, then I don't know why you are here. This forum is for young people. It's for young people. It's for young people. My God. My God. Can I hear a shout in the house? Please, shall we rise on our feet? Shall we rise on our feet? Thank God for the worship section. But ladies and gentlemen, we still want to worship him. Because something is about to happen. Help me tell your neighbor, something is about to happen. Come on, if your neighbor is not talking, you can change neighbor. Help me tell your neighbor, something is about to happen. Lakata namasataya. Lebro dujali katane yegedeye. Help me tell your neighbor, something is about to happen. I said, if your neighbor is not responding, you can change neighbor. Help me tell your neighbor, something is about to happen. Help me tell your neighbor, the fire is about to fall. Hey, help me tell your neighbor, the fire is about to fall. We want to worship him. We want to worship him. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Now listen to me. Listen. Let no one joke with this section. There are about 72 persons here. The Lord told me 72. Please get set. Something unusual. Manikete lebo sanaya. Something unusual. 72. I'm not joking. 72. Open up your heart. Because the fire is about to fall. Because the fire is about to fall. Yahweh, your name is Yahweh. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Lift the hands. Open up your heart to him. Open up your heart.
You are the
working God, your name is Yah.
Yeah, your name is Yah. Your name is Yah. Oh, you are the miracle. Your name is Yah.
miracle
working God. Your name is Yah. Your miracle today. Hey, come and do your miracle. Your miracle.
Above your head.
Your name is Yah.
Lift us above your head. Masoto lebalagadalaya. La bala manakataya. Hey, kina malabalaya.
Above your head, lift that to above your head. It's above your head. Your name is Yahweh. Your name is Yahweh.
Thank you, Lord.
You are the miracle working God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your name is Yahweh.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Your name is
Malabana Malaya. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Malagada Balabaya. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Your name is Yah. Ipalaba Dios, Catani Eteneba.
He touched my life with his hand. My life changed.
Holy Spirit, thank you.
He touched my life with his hand. My life become a brand new man. Jehovah touched my life with his hand. My life changed. Holy Ghost, it's your time. Oh, he touched my life with his hand. My life changed. He touched my life with his hands. My life become a bright new man. Jehovah touched my life with his hands. Father, the hour has come. I ask the Holy Spirit that you will take over. I disappear for you to appear. I ask, Lord, that these ones will not see me, but they will see you. I ask, Lord, that they will not hear me, but they will hear you. I receive unction to function. Father, let the fire fall again. Thank you, Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Can somebody shout a better amen? You are not encouraging me. Can somebody shout a better amen? If you are set for the fire this afternoon, can you shout a better amen? I think someone here, you can do it more better. I don't know who is that person that is set for the fire this afternoon. Oh my God. If you know you are the one, can you shout a better amen? I have been asked to speak on the topic, baptism by fire. Baptism by fire. Can somebody help me shout fire? Now let me ask a question. How many of you are set for the fire baptism? Let me see your hand. It might not be everybody. Thank God for those who do help. How many of you are set for the fire baptism? Let me see your hand. If you are set for the fire baptism, can you help me shout fire? You are coming up gradually. You are coming up gradually because the fire is about to fall. Let's go to our anchor text, the book of Luke chapter 3, verse 16. Luke chapter 3, verse 16. The Bible says, John answered, saying unto them all, I indeed baptize you with water, but one mightier than I cometh, the latchet of whose shoe I'm not worthy to unloose. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. If you read from the first verse of that chapter, John happened to be the forerunner of Jesus. He was the one that moved ahead to prepare the way for Jesus. As he was sharing that the coming of the Master, preaching repentance, people were coming for baptism. And as he was baptizing them, several questions came, 14, 15, down to the 16, where he gave them the answer. Are you the Christ? Or are we expecting another? And he gave them that answer. And the answer he gave in verse 16 gave birth to three types of baptism. The first one is water baptism. The second one is the Holy Ghost baptism. And the third one, which we are here, is what I call the fire baptism. Can somebody say fire baptism? Oh, you are not with me. Can somebody shout fire baptism? Listen to me and listen well. We are in a generation where wickedness is increasing on a daily basis. And until you become the fire carrier, you become a caricature in the hands of the enemy. Hear me and hear me well. I don't know about Ghana, but I know of Nigeria. Wickedness even right in the church. Wickedness among colleagues and friends, above all, even within the family circle. Wickedness on a high level. The devil is going on a digital level. And listen to me and listen well. If you do not carry the fire in a time like this, you can never be a terror to the kingdom of darkness. It is only those who carry the fire that the power of darkness cannot touch. Have you ever seen where fire is burning and flies are playing there? Impossible. Can somebody help me shout fire? You are not with me. Can somebody shout fire? We are talking about the fire baptism. If there is a time, if there is a moment you and I must desire the fire, it's now. Tell somebody it's now. I didn't hear you. Tell somebody it's now. I didn't hear you. Tell neighbor it's now. We're talking about the fire baptism. There are two dimensions of this fire. The first dimensional operation of this fire is what I call the refiner's fire operation. The refiner's fire. Somebody open with me to the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 2. The refiner's fire operation. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 2. Are you there? Good. But who may abide the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appear? Can we all echo together? For he is like a what? A refiner's fire. To refine means to improve. To refine means to make better. To refine means to enable. Now listen to me. There are so many of you seated here that are dormant potential in you. There are so many of you listening to me. There are gifts and talent on your inside. When the fire will come this afternoon, my God, there shall be an explosion again. You didn't hear me. There shall be an explosion again. The first dimension is the refiner's fire dimension. The Holy Ghost will come to improve you, to make you a better Christian. To improve you and make you to do more better, even in 2020, more than this year. If you hear me, say amen now. The second dimension operation of the fire is the consuming aspect. The first one is the refining aspect. The second one is the consuming aspect. Come on, the Bible says in the book of Hebrews 12:29. That my God is a what? Is a consuming fire. To consume means to destroy. I don't know if anyone here with any form of infirmity, any form of sickness, the second dimension, the consuming aspect, it shall consume those sickness today. I thought you say a better amen. It shall consume it today. If you are talking with me, shout a better amen. The refining aspect and the consuming aspect. The fire carries out this two-dimensional operation. But listen to me. I said it before that fire is paramountly important in a time like this for any believer who wants to step through the kingdoms of darkness strategy. What happened to a man? What happens to a believer? When the fire baptism comes upon him. When a man, when a woman is baptized with the fire of the Holy Ghost. When the fire baptism lands upon you, what happens? The first thing that will happen when the fire comes upon you. Number one, you will have an unquenchable zeal for the things of God. Please listen well. You will have an unquenchable zeal for the things of God. When the fire falls upon you, the things of God will be moving you like no man's business. When they speak about prayer, you love to pray. When you hear about the things of God, you want to get involved. When it's time to study God's word, you want to be there. No wonder Jesus said in John 2:17, he said, the zeal of thy house have eaten me up. The zeal of thy house have eaten me up. When the fire comes upon a man, you will have an unquenchable zeal, an unquenchable passion, an unquenchable desire for the things of God. You will want to serve God better than all. You will want to do the things of God better than all when the fire comes upon you. Number two, when the fire comes upon you this afternoon, which I'm believing God earnestly, the second thing that happens, you become untouchable to the kingdom of darkness. You become untouchable. Oh my God. You become unharassable by the power of darkness. No power thereby comes near you. No wonder the Bible says, touch not my anointed. In Psalm 105 verse 15, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. You become untouchable. I prophesy to 27 persons that will shout the biggest amen. As the fire come today, no power shall touch you. Come on, shout a better amen. Don't forget, as the fire comes upon you, you become untouchable. You become unharassable. There are so many people say, Pastor, I slept, and before I woke up, they've torn my body. It must end. I handled a case about a few years ago. A young, pretty lady. She didn't plait her hair. She slept. And at the time she woke up, they've crept half of her hair. It's not a story. Life. The mother brought her to me and said, sir, this is what we saw at the daybreak. Half of her hair. There was a demonic barber. The barber, assuming the barber all, it would have been better. The only barber one third of the hair. Somebody say minus me. You are not talking. Somebody say minus me. For you to escape such harassment and embarrassment, you need a fire. Somebody say, I need a fire. Open mouth is an open destiny. Say, I need a fire. Some people are not talking. Say, I need a fire. Say it to us. Say, I need a fire. Shout it to us. Say, I need a fire. The third thing that happens when you are baptized with the fire, you become unstoppable. You become unstoppable. Even as you are moving, you become unstoppable. Unstoppable by sin. Unstoppable by the power of darkness. Unstoppable by what people are saying or doing. Listen to me. Sin was about to stop Joseph. But because of the fire that was upon him by the dream he had, what happened? The sin could not stop him. You become unstoppable. A man and a woman of fire is unstoppable. So many who do not carry the fire have been stopped. But I pray for you, they will not stop you. Say amen now. I said they will not stop you. When you carry the fire, you become unstoppable. Number four, when you carry the fire, because the fire is about to fall now, you become sensitive to divine signal. You become sensitive to divine signal. Please hear me, ladies and gentlemen. God is speaking every day. We serve a speaking God. He's speaking every day. But it's only few people that understood that the antenna is already on. Every moment, every second, you have connection to divine signal. You are very, very sensitive to anything around you or that is about to happen. When you are baptized with the fire of the Holy Ghost, come on, you become sensitive to divine signal.
Number five, what happened when a man, when a woman, when a young lady, a young boy is baptized with fire? But please listen. The fire is not a respecter of age. The fire is not a respecter of title. I'm not talking about title here. I'm talking about fire. You can be a young boy, a young girl, without title. When the fire comes, the fire can give you title. Somebody can carry the fire and you might not have any title. But listen to me, the fire you carry will automatically produce title for you. I am seeing young boy, young men here. This afternoon, the fire will fall on you. That person shouting amen, the fire will fall on you. If I hear your amen, the fire will fall on you. I said, if I hear your amen, the fire will fall on you. Number five, what happened? When the fire baptism comes upon you, when someone is baptized with this fire, you become a center of attraction. How? Have you ever seen where fire is burning and people are just passing? Have you ever seen it? If fire is burning there, everybody is running to see what is happening. Three or four. Come and talk to me. Three or four. I didn't hear you. Talk to me. I said three or four. I was driving one day and I saw people running, running, running. I couldn't see the fire, but I saw flame. Flame. I had no choice. I had to park to go and see what is happening. A man of fire cannot be hidden. When you carry fire, people look for you. It doesn't matter where your location is. When you carry fire, people look for you. It doesn't matter whether you're a pastor or you're an elder. If you carry fire, people look for you. Men of fire cannot just be put aside. When you carry this fire, you become a center of attraction. Say, I hear, sir. Come on, talk to me. Say, I hear, sir. Number six, what happened? When a man carries the fire, when the fire falls, as it's about to fall right now, what happened? Your light becomes more sharp. Your light, the Bible says in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and thereafter glorify your Father which is in heaven. The light will shine them all. The light will shine them all. Even as you return back to your campuses, you return back to your churches and your assemblies, the light, come on, the light shines them all. The light shines them all. As you are leaving this camp meeting, people who knew you before, they will ask questions. What happened to you? Something unusual has happened. I declare upon someone this afternoon, the fire of God shall rest upon you. And say a better amen. It shall fall upon you. Number seven, when the fire fall upon a man, what happened? Anything working against your peace is consumed. Anything, it doesn't matter. Anything working against your peace is what? Is consumed. From where we read, we said, our God is a consuming fire. Sickness can be consumed. Demonic power, strange spirit, when fire comes, they must live by fire, by force. They have no choice. Ladies and gentlemen, you need the fire. Help me tell your neighbor, you need the fire. Oh, your neighbor is not talking. Tell your neighbor, you need the fire. You are not with me this afternoon. Tell your neighbor, you need the fire. I don't like the way you are talking. Tell your neighbor, you need the fire. Oh, you are not talking. Help me tell him or her, you need the fire. Now, let me show you. How do you contact and maintain the fire? Because someone is about to contact this fire, but it's not enough to contact the fire. How do I maintain the fire even after this conference? As we leave this camp meeting, how do I maintain the fire baptism that is about to follow me? The first way to contact and maintain the fire is through consistent prayer and communion with God. Come on. Consistent prayer and communion with God. A place of prayer, please listen, is a place of fire. A place of prayer is a place of fire. Do you want to experience fire? Get into the place of prayer. You want to experience fire? Get to the place of prayer. Acts chapter 1 verse 14. Media, can you help me very fast? Acts chapter 1 and verse 14. Acts 1 and verse 14. The Bible says, "This all continue with one accord in prayers and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brethren." They continue in prayer. I always say something. The secret of praying is praying in the secret. The secret of praying is praying in the secret. I believe in congregational prayers. I believe in collective prayer. But hear me. Personal and private prayer is more powerful. Jacob's life changed when he was alone. You can contact the fire alone in the place of prayer. Listen and listen to me. You want to be a fire carrier? Spend time alone. Alone with the master in the place of prayer. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, 12 hours, 24 hours. You say, "Pastor, is it possible?" It is possible. First Kings chapter 18. First Kings 18, 37 and 38. Hear me, when the devil wants to attack your fire, he will attack your prayer life. Anytime the devil wants to attack your fire, he will attack your prayer life. Anytime the devil wants to attack your fire, he will attack your prayer life. Hear me and hear me well. Go back and repair the altar. Go back and repair the altar. The altar of prayers. The altar of prayers. Hear me, oh Lord. Hear me. That these people may know that thou art the Lord God and that thou hast turned their heart back again. Look at the verse 38, the first aspect. What did he say in verse 38? Then the fire of the Lord fell. Somebody shall fire. Come on, do it well. Somebody shall fire. The Bible says, and the fire of the Lord fell. You want to contact and maintain the fire through consistent prayers and communion with God. Number two, how to contact and maintain this fire. Because the fire is about to fall on some people right now. How will I do I maintain this fire after this camp meeting? Number two, through word impact or encounter. Through word impact or encounter. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. The word of God is a fire generator. The word of God is a fire generator. I repeat again, the word of God is a fire generator. As you open God's word and through the Spirit of God, an illumination comes into your spirit. There is going to be a sparking by the encounter with the world. Jeremiah 20. Media, help me. Verse 9. And then we move to 23, verse 29 again. Jeremiah 20, look at verse 9. Through word impact or encounter. I will not make mention of him nor speak anymore in his name. But his word was in my heart as a burning fire shot in my bowl. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Look at that same Jeremiah 23 verse 29. 23 verse 29. The word of God is a spiritual fire originator. You want to contact and maintain the fire. Don't joke with the word. Don't joke with the word. Spend time with the word. The word will generate the fire on your inside. It is not my word like as a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. It's not my word like as a fire. It's not my word like as a fire. Anytime you encounter God's word, you encounter fire. As a matter of fact, if you are using firewood to cook, I don't know if they use firewood here in Ghana, but in my place we use firewood. And as you put the pot, the firewood represent the word. When the fire wants to gush down, and the more you put the firewood, the fire aflames the more. Go for the word. Spend time with the word. You will discover the fire will be burning. You will discover the fire will be burning. And there is no way the fire will be burning and you will sit down in one place. Oh my God, I am believing God for people in this auditorium that the fire shall come upon you today in this service. If you are the one, shout a better amen. How do I contact and maintain the fire? You contact and maintain this fire. Please take note of this. By being on the move for God. Hey, by being on the move for God. By being on the move for God. Please hear this. Fire is for action. Fire is for action. You can't carry the fire and be seated in one place. You be on the move for God. On the move for evangelism. On the move, carrying out an assignment for the kingdom. You want to see fire? You want to maintain the fire? Be on the move. Great manifestations happen in the villages. Great manifestations happen on the move for evangelism. Great fire is demonstrated on the course of evangelism. May I provoke someone here this afternoon that as you are leaving this camp meeting with this fire, don't sit down. Be on the move. Go and speak to your friends who are not born again. Go and speak to your friend in that assembly. Go and speak to your friend in your neighborhood. And before you know, the fire will keep burning. The fire will keep burning. Joel chapter 2, media help me. Joel 2, from verses 1 through 4. Joel chapter 2. How to contact and maintain the fire. Can somebody shout, fire, follow me. Those who cannot shout your second name is sorry. Can you shout, fire, follow me? You are coming up. Can you shout, fire, follow me? We're taking Joel 2, 1 to 4. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, Kalabusha, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. Verse 2. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of cloud and thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever thee like, neither shall be any more after you, even to the years of many generations. Verse 3. A fire devour before them, and behind them are flaming bonnets. The land is the garden of Eden before them, and behind them are desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them for the last. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they shall run. As they blow the trumpets, the fire move ahead of them and behind them. They are enveloped in the fire for exploit. I am praying for someone this afternoon. You will encounter the fire. That person shouting amen, you will encounter the fire. How do I contact and maintain the fire? Number 4. Is through authentic worship. Through authentic worship. Oh my God. Through authentic worship. You want to contact and maintain the fire. Spend time worshiping God. As you begin to worship, as you continue to worship, you will experience the fire. Help me read 2 Chronicles chapter 5, 13 and 14. Through authentic worship. Through authentic worship. I want to be where you are. Dwelling in your presence. Feasting at your table. Surrounded by your glory. In your presence. That's where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. You know this song? I wanna be where you are. Malaba shatalabaya. Dwelling in your presence. Hey. As you begin to worship him, surrounded. Surrounded by your glory, Lord. In your presence, as you begin to worship, that's where we always wanna be.
I just wanna be. I just wanna be.
As you just begin to worship, as you are lost in worship, I wanna be where you are.
Dwelling in your presence.
As you just do lost in worship.
At your table.
As you get lost in worship.
Glory,
oh my God.
Glory.
Hey.
In your presence.
Hey.
That's where I always wanna be. I just want.
Let it be a pattern.
Dwelling in your presence.
What you do for life.
Hey.
Hey. Surrounded by your glory. Hey.
That's where I always want to be. Oh. I just want to be.
Thank you, 2 Chronicles 5. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were as one to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord. And when they lifted up their hands, the voices with trumpet and cymbals and instrument of music and praise the Lord, say, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And then the house was filled with a clap. Even the house of the Lord. Verse 14. So that the priest will not stand to minister by the reason of the clap. But the glory of the Lord filled the house of God. Even the pastor could not preach. As the people worship, the glory of the Lord, the fire of the Lord came down. Friends, make it a lifestyle. It doesn't matter whether you know how to worship to match with key. It's not a matter of key, T-F, T-G, no. Come on, just worship. Whether it connect with key or not, just worship. Get lost in worship. I've personally experienced the unusual. Anytime I spend time in worship, hey, I experience the unusual. I tap into the second heaven. You want to contact and maintain the fire? Please listen and listen well. Through authentic worship. How do I connect and maintain the fire? Through habitual sacrifice. Please hear me and hear this very well. Through habitual sacrifice. Men of sacrifice are men of fire. Men of sacrifice are men of fire. A great man of God in our nation, Nigeria, was sharing his testimony how he entered into the prophetic realm. He said he went to his mentor and gave a sacrificial seed, painful one. And the man of God said, the same grace, let it work for you. And that was all. Today is doing exploit in our nation, Nigeria. Through habitual sacrifice. There are many calling for fire without sacrifice at the altar. Men that sacrifice are men that carry fire. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 1. Men that carries fire are men of sacrifice. There must be something for the fire to consume. Now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifice and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Men of sacrifice and men of fire. Can somebody help me shout, fire! I'm not hearing you. Can somebody shout, fire! Get said, because the fire is about to fall. It's not enough to just be baptized with the fire. I want to see even after this camp meeting that you'll be able to maintain this fire. How do I contact and maintain the fire? By maintaining focus. By maintaining focus. Please listen to me. There are so many things that distract young people these days. Men of focus are men of fire. I say men of focus are men of fire. They know where they are going. Not being distracted by anything. Elisha focused and he got it. Joel 2 verse 3 and verse 7. The most fireful people are the most focusful people. See, a man or a woman who is focused. Such a man, such a woman is a man, a woman of fire. Joel chapter 2, verse 3 and verse 7. Joel chapter 2. Joel 2. A fire devoured before them. Behind them, a flaming bunny. The land is as garden of Eden before them. Behind them, a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape. Look at verse 7. Verse 7. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war. And they shall march everyone on his ways. And they shall not break their rank. These are men of focus. These are men of focus. When you are focused, you contact fire. When you are focused, the fire keep burning. Before we begin to pray, because the fire is about to fall, how do I contact, Pastor, and maintain the fire? You contact the fire through what I call fire impartation. Any moment from now, we are going for the fire impartation. Something is about to rest upon someone. Something is about to fall upon someone. 2 Kings chapter 12. Chapter 2 rather. There's a very familiar story. 2 Kings chapter 2. From verses 9 through 13. You contact and you maintain the fire. Through fire impartation. Through fire impartation. Get set as we begin to pray. And it came to pass, when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, ask what I should do for thee, before I be taken away from thee. And Elisha said, I pray thee, let a double portion of thy spirit be upon me. Read on. And he said, thou hast a hard thing. Nevertheless, if thou see me when I'm taken from thee, it shall be so unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. 11. And it came to pass, as they still went on and talked, that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire and parted them both asunder. And Elijah went up by a wide wind into heaven. Next. And Elijah said, saw it and he cried, my father, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. And he saw him no more. And he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. 13, the lad. He took up also the mantle of Elijah and fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Through fire impartation, Elisha got it. I don't know how many of us desire this fire. You can't go far without the fire. You can't do exploit without the fire. I said it before, if there's a time you need a fire, it is now. It is now. Through fire impartation. Get set, because the fire is about to fall. As I'm rounding up, as we move into prayers, as we're getting into prayers, take note of this, what I call four fire extinguishers. I call them fire killers. It has killed the fire of so many great young men and women. It has quenched the fire of so many people. Please, as you are going with this fire, take note of these fire extinguishers. Every vehicle under must in my country, road safety must catch you if you do not have fire extinguisher. The first killers of fire is sin. Please hear me and hear me well. As the fire is coming on you now, run away from sin. Sin can quench the fire. The second fire extinguisher is pride. Pride. I have arrived. Listen to me. Whatever God is doing in you or through you, you've not seen anything yet. You've not seen anything yet. Pride is a fire quencher. Pride is a fire killer. The third thing that can kill your fire as you leave the camp meeting is what I call ungodly friends. Ungodly friends can kill your fire. Oh, my heart bleed over a young boy. Wonderful boy with a glorious destiny. The father happened to be an elder in the apostolic church. The mother, a wonderful deaconess in the apostolic church. Got admission to in the university. Before getting to university, he was doing well. That grace of God was upon him. He testified by himself. The mother said the same thing. But on getting to campus, the story was different. After the second year, he had an encounter with friends, ungodly friends. Before you know, the fire quenched completely. Not just only that, he now joined them. He said, "Pastor, I take drugs as if I'm drinking water." Young boy, 24 years. He said, "Pastor, I make 5, 3, 2 million in Nigerian currency every week through Yahoo." Young boy. He said, "Pastor, I don't womanize, but I smoke." Young boy. Through association with ungodly friends, the fire went. As you are leaving this camp meeting, go through your phone, through your answer, check. In 2019, who are those my friends that never had value to my life? Delete their numbers. Please hear me well. Delete their numbers. Who are those friends that anytime I'm discussing with him, all our discussion produce no result, no spiritual edification? Please hear me and hear me well. Sit down before 31st night. Delete their numbers. If you do not delete their numbers, they will quench the fire you're about to carry now. There are so many of you, there are some friends that their number must leave your phone today. In fact, after the break, as you get back to your hostel, just check through your phone. Delete the numbers. Did you hear what I said? Delete the numbers. I'm not joking, it's a serious matter. Delete the numbers. Ungodly friend can quench this fire, because heaven is about to set some of you on fire right now. I'm not joking, I mean it. Heaven is about to set you on fire. But ungodly friends can quench the fire. These ungodly friends have quenched the fire of so many people. I pray they will not quench your fire. This last one, and I'm praying that God will deliver someone. Don't forget, number one is sin. Number two is pride. Number three is ungodly friend. The fourth fire quencher is social media. You might not like it. You might not like it. But let me tell you. It's one of the cankerworm of fire killer. Social media. There are some of you here. Before now, you can pray for 3, 4, 5 hours. You have all night on your own. But now, the all night is on Facebook, Yahoo, you go. You can spend from 11 to 6 a.m. on your answer. You know the name. You know, I'm not so conversant. You know those names. You spend time. The good time you will have spent reading God's word, praying in the Holy Ghost. You spend the time. You are pressing. Press. Press. It has killed so many of you. You know, as I'm talking now, you know, there's a witness on your inside. This is not who I was last year. You know. January this year, you made a resolution with the Lord. You say, "Father, this year, 2019, oh, I will do this, oh, I won't do this." By June, May, June, you went back. By August, it's zero. You are not just cold, you are like ice water, ice block. Back. Extremely on a high level. Social media. Discipline yourself. See, men of fire are men of discipline. Even when the attraction comes, say no. Many of you, as you just wake up, pam, the first thing you carry is your answer. Oh, who called me? Oh, who sent message? Let it not be. From now, as you wake up, let it be between you and God first. If I'm praying and you call me, you will call tire. Let it call. Keep ringing. My wife is here. Keep ringing. Pick me up until I finish that prayer. social media have killed the fire of so many great giants sitting before me. But hear me, today the fire shall be rekindled. You didn't hear what I said, the fire shall be rekindled. You didn't hear what I said, the fire shall be rekindled. Is somebody getting set for the fire? Come on, talk to me. Is somebody getting set for the fire? Is somebody getting set for this fire? As we begin our prayer, listen. There's one principle I want to tell you, just one. For this fire to keep burning, I call it spiritual fire booster. In Genesis 37, 38, 39, that is about Joseph. Listen to me. The greatest fire booster is your dream. A man of dream is a man of fire. When heaven shows you your tomorrow, you will not allow anything to distract you. Joseph saw his tomorrow. He said, no, I won't allow Potiphar's wife to stop me. Joseph saw his tomorrow. He said, come on, it is beautiful and colorful. I must get there. My future is bright. I must get there. I tell you something, if God shows you your tomorrow, the fire will keep burning in order for you to achieve the dream. Everyone sitting before me, you have a future. Listen to me, your future is colorful. Listen to me, your future is bright. You can allow the power of darkness to stop it. You can allow the power that stop your parents to stop it. You need a dream. I'm not talking about malaria dream. Ability to see into your future. Joseph told his brother, I had a dream. And at the later end, the dream came to pass. His dream was a booster. It was a booster. When there were distractions, even in the prison, it wasn't more. Oh, when Potiphar's wife came, it wasn't more. He said, no, this dream I have seen must come to pass. Rise on your feet. The fire is about to fall. Praise team, come. Now listen, I've taken us through this journey. Please listen. I've taken us through this journey to get us set for the fire. The fire is about to fall. I've shown you what happened. When the fire comes upon a man, invariably I'm showing you why you need a fire. Now look at me. How many of you want the fire baptism? Let me see your hand. Are you sure? You are not with me. Are you sure? Come on. Are you sure? I'm hearing only 45 persons. Are you sure? I'm hearing just 70 persons. Are you sure? If you are sure, somebody shout, fire! If your neighbor's voice is more than you, that means he or she will catch the fire before you. I don't know where the fire will start from, but everywhere in this auditorium, Lakota Namasande, if you can shout it more louder, get set for the spirit. Can somebody shout fire? A man of God said, I set myself on fire in order for my generation to come and watch me burning. He said, I set myself on fire in order to come for my generation to come and watch me burning. Ladies and gentlemen, one of our cries this afternoon is, oh Lord, baptize me with fire. Oh Lord, baptize me with fire. Oh Lord, make me a fire carrier. Oh Lord, make me a fire carrier. You might not look like it. A young boy was in a taxi as we were about to pray. There are people in the taxi. in the front and at the left angle here. As he came in, an old woman joined about a kilometer. And as the old woman joined, the woman began to shout, "Fire, fire, I see fire." And immediately the driver parked. And as he was parking, it was a police checkpoint. The woman opened the door, was shouting, "Fire, fire, fire." She was running. Is he amazing? And the policeman said, "Where is the fire?" She was pointing to the vehicle. The vehicle was not burning. There was no fire. She was pointing to the back of the vehicle. "Fire, fire, fire." It was the young boy at the back of the vehicle. The young guy, no title. He was a fire carrier. As the woman entered the taxi, she became uncomfortable. And they asked the young boy, "Can you come down?" He came down. The woman said, "Yes, yes, fire, 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 fire." As the policeman said, "Young boy, who are you?" The policeman went on the ground, "Bossa." Bossa. The big guy said, "Come on, what is happening here?" He said, "Madam, something is wrong with your head. I want to provoke someone here who will carry fire. Where are those people? It's not a joking matter. It's a serious matter. It's a serious matter. Lift your two hands above your head. Fire, fire, fire. Fire, fall on me. Hey.
Fire, fire, fire.
Hey, fire, fall on me. Hey, like in the days of Pentecost. Oh, fire, fall on me. Hey, like in the day of Pentecost. Fire." All right, thank you. Thank you. Now listen, open your eyes. When I started, I mentioned 75. And I'm not joking. I know heaven is about to release the fire. But I heard it very clearly. 75. You might choose to be among the 75. I might not have the privilege to touch you. But hear me. The easiest way to contact the fire is to surrender to Jesus. Look at me. Look at me. "Pastor, I want to repent. Pastor, I know I've made a mistake. Pastor, I want to return to Jesus. Pastor, I want to contact the fire again. Pastor, I want to surrender to Jesus." Where are those people? You will leave your seat. Come and meet me here. Before we sing fire, "Pastor, I want to make a U-turn. There are so many of you, the Holy Ghost is telling me, today is the day of salvation. Tomorrow might be too late." Wherever you are, come and meet me here. "Pastor, I want to make a U-turn. Pastor, I want to surrender." There are some of you looking at me, you've gone far. You've been addicted to drugs. You've been addicted to social media. You've gone far. There are some of you, you're already in court. Come out. Jesus wants to save you. "I am dying, O Lord. I have heard thy word. Kalabalaya. And it shows your love." "Pastor, I want to surrender to Jesus." "Yeah, but I love to ride." Can we just kneel down before the altar and tell him, "Lord, I'm sorry. Malabo shekelebodia. And be glow. Alamana manamaya santalaba. Pastor, I want to repent. Pastor, I want to repent. Draw me down. Mana mala bala gala gala. Come. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Pastor, I want to repent. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Come. Pastor, I want to forsake. Thank you, Jesus. Draw me down.
I've made mistakes. I've come back. Please, Lord, show me mercy. Lord, show me mercy. Lord, show me mercy. Lord, show me mercy. Lord, show me. Hey, yeah, man, 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 man. My song every day, Father, draw me nearer. Mana bala 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 bala. Yeah.
My song every day.
Every day, Father, draw me
nearer.
Tell him, Lord, I'm sorry. 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 Closer to thee. Closer to thee. Lord, yeah. Draw me. Malabala gadalabala. Mama, mama. Nearer to thee. Nearer to thee. Tell him, Lord, show me mercy. Lord, show me mercy. I'm sorry. Lord, show me mercy. I see heaven doing something on this altar. In the cross, in the cross, be my glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Feel my love.
Rest. In the cross. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Unto Jesus I surrender, all to Him
I freely give.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I will ever love and trust.
Hallelujah.
In His presence.
Somebody say, I surrender. Alaba Shanto Laba. Can you tell him, Lord, show me mercy? Lord, on this altar, Lord, show me mercy. Lord, show me mercy. Malaba shatalabaya. Just say after me, say, Lord Jesus, this day I come to this altar. I'm sorry, Lord. Show me mercy. Show me mercy. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Receive me back as your son and daughter. Write my name in the book of life. I surrender my life to you. Take over my life. Grant me the grace. Grace to overcome. I open up my heart for the fire. For the fire. For the fire. For the fire. Those of you at this altar, you'll be the first experience for the fire. I open up my heart for the fire. Those of you at the altar, get set, get set. Those at the altar, get set for the fire. Those at the altar, get set. Oh my God. Those at the altar, get set for the fire. My God. For the fire. For the fire. I get, oh my, I release myself for the fire. I release myself for the fire. I release myself for the fire. Hold it. Can you stand up? Can you stand up? Stand. Look at me. Stand. Now, every one of you, if you are sitting, please, can you stand? Stand. Stand. I have less than 15 minutes. Now, listen. This experience that I've come to you. Liver. This experience I've come to you is going to be a backup with fire. Liver. It's going to be a backup with fire. Wherever you are, lift your two hands. Lift your two hands up. Lift your two hands. I see fire here. I see fire. Spirit of God. The heaven is open. The heaven is open. I had 75. The heaven is open. The heaven is open. The heaven is open. I'm hearing it. The heaven is open. The heaven is open. My God, the heaven is open. My God, the heaven is open. Jesus, the heaven is open. My God, the heaven is open. Jesus, the heaven is open. Mana kwa nama liende bo sata. The heaven is open. Can you say, Lord, baptize me with fire? Baptize me with fire. Baptize me with fire. Can you pray that prayer, Lord? Baptize me with fire. I need a fire. I need a fire. I need a fire. I need a fire. Let me hear you pray. Let me hear you pray. Let me hear you pray. I need a fire. Is that the way you want to pray? Tell him, Lord, I need a fire. I need a fire. I need a fire. Something is about to happen. Ushers, please help those people. Here is a bit. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Look at the way they are praying. 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 I need a fire. 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 Lege de bosha. Leave them. Leave them. I need a fire. I need a fire. I need a fire. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. Somebody pray. I need a fire. 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 You are not praying. You are not praying. You are not praying. You are not praying. Pray for the fire. Aha. 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 We are now. Yes, Lord. 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 Pray for the fire. Pray for the fire. Raba ba 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 ba. Malabala galagala. Holy Ghost. The hour has come. The hour has come. Let it fire fall. Let it fire fall. Yes. Fire. Holy Ghost. Set. Hold it. Hold it.
As we take this song, set my heart on fire for you. As we take that song, something will begin to happen. I want to beg the ushers to help us. You know how the arrangement is. Just help us. Wherever you are, can you just close your eyes? The fire is about to fall. The fire is about to fall. Father, I ask that the windows of heaven be open again. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Set my heart on fire for you.
Kalabala gada gada gada. Mashata la bala gada ya.
For you.
The 75, get ready. Get ready. Get ready. Wherever you are. Wherever you are. The power of God is coming now.
Set my heart.
The power of God is coming now. The power of God is coming now. The power of God is coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. It's coming now. Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The hour has come. If you are standing by this altar, get set. Ushers, please help me there. If you are standing by the altar, get set. Wherever you are, get set. Lift your two hands above your head. Ushers, ushers. My God.
I want to know your ways.
Hold it. Hold it. Hold it.
Ushers, please help me. Lift your hands wherever you are. Mananama satalaya. Shakala balagalaya. Father, the hour has come. Father, the hour has come.
Fire, fire, fire.
Fire, fall on me.
Very slowly, very slowly.
Fire, fire, fire.
Ushers, please help me.
Fire.
The fire is about to fall. The fire is about to fall. Get set.
Like in the days of
Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. As many whose heart is ready. As many whose heart is open. Aha. 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 Fire. Fire.
Fire.
The Holy Ghost fire. Oh my God. 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 God, oh my 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 God, fire, 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 ilabalagala balagala, ilabalagala, yeah, somebody say, look at it. Fire, yeah. Yeah.
The fire is falling. Help them there. Help them. Don't let them fall. The fire is falling. My God. The fire is falling. Aha. Help her. Child Jesus. Ushers, go there. Help them. The fire is falling. My God. Ushers, ladies, move there. The fire is falling. Thank you, Jesus. The fire is falling. Look at it. He's falling. The fire. Aha. Does it. Contact it. He's a fire service. Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Help them. Help them. My God. Sakuta palia. La bobobo zikatona baya. Iparoko tu palia. Zikalabashuta namaskelia. Lembro tu zalia. Yakita pa sotolia. Wherever you are. Everywhere in this auditorium. Can you help me shout fire? Aha. The Bible says, and the fire fell. Can you help me shout fire?
Fire!
aha, 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 mala balagalaya, mala balagalaya. Help them, help them, help them. We are in a serious business. We are in a serious business. If you are joking at this time, I pity you. Lift that two hands above your head. Sakute namalaya. Shout it above your neighbor. The fire is falling. The fire is falling. The fire is falling. Somebody shout fire! Aha! 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 Jesus! 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 Fire! Fire! Lepatu padegedola! Holy! I see fire. I see fire. I see fire. I see prophetic fire falling upon seven ladies. Prophetic fire. Prophetic fire. Prophetic fire is ushering them into the prophetic arena. Mana katalabalaya, rakato kapalabalam. Help them, 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 help them. Mashatoni abalabalam. Seven of them, prophetic fire. Seven of them, help them there, help them there. My God, my God, my God, my God, my God. Shata kalaba. Shata labala.
There shall be showers of blessing.
Flow. Aha, I see fire. My God, my God. Look at it. Look at them. Seven of them. Prophetic fire. Hey! Yay! 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 Mama, mama, mama. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. When fire comes, anything can happen. Whoa, showers of blessing. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah, showers of blessing. Hey, yeah, 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 yeah. Ah. Lord, I ask in this moment, lift us above your head. Lift above your head. It's not a joking matter. Just lift it up. Look at it. Look at it. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. At the altar of your heart. Fresh fire. Look at it. Fresh fire. Look at it. Fresh fire. He's coming. He's coming. Look at it. 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 Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Look at it. Look at it. Look at it. My God. My God. My God. My God. My God. Fresh fire. Fresh fire. Mana manua masataya. Fresh fire. Malabo Shatalaba. Holy Ghost.
Some message of trust.
Ilabo Shakalaba. Those of you at the altar, you can go back. You can go back. You can go back.
So,
don't go. The Holy Ghost just spoke to me. There are young men here. You have a call of God upon your life. You know it. Let us say, son, pray for them. You have a call of God upon your life. Rush to this altar. The young man, you know it. You have a call of God upon your life. The Holy Ghost just spoke to me. You have a call of God upon your life. Just open up your heart. The fire is about to fall. Lasina mana kataya. You are coming in with fire. Zupre eli katanamaya. Hilabo shata. You have a call of God upon your life. Zite lege de mona. Mana 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 ya. Hey, the mantle is about to fall. I call it fire impartation. That was the seventh point. The fire impartation. The fire impartation. Help him, help him, help him, help him. The fire impartation. You have a call of God upon your life. You know it. The Apostolic Church Ghana can never remain the same. Can never remain the same. Young Hammy with fire. God is raising them. God is raising them. Manaka satalabaya. Ili protuzeliabayaba. I need ushers to help me here because fire is about to fall on them. Mangradosh kalibre entolia. You have a call of God. Lift your two hands above your head here. Hold it. Hold it. Ministry is not all about grammar. Ministry is all about fire. You can't carry fire and be hidden. You can't carry fire and people will not look for you. Mashakanamai. Mashakanam. With the little I have experienced, I have seen it. But I need more. But say, pray for them. Release it upon them. Shakalabal. Lift it above your head. Just close your eyes. Something's going to be coming on you like an electric shock. Like an electric shock. Your life can't remain the same after this camp meeting. It's coming. Father, Lord, you said to Moses, Moses, out of your grace that I put on you, put upon these 72 elders. Father, Father, out of the grace you've put upon my life right now, Lord, I release myself as a channel, as a channel, as a channel, as a channel, as a channel. Lord, who am I? Who am I? But I release myself as a channel. Yeah! Let there be a flow. Let there be a flow. Oh my God! Oh my God! Fire, fire! Fire, fire! Fire, fire! Fire, fire! Upon everyone here. Upon everyone here, I speak under the grace of God upon my life. I ask that the fire, the mantle that fell from Elijah to Elisha. Come on, Holy Ghost. 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 Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
This thirsty in my soul. Bread of heaven,
heaven,
let it well.
Aha, 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 feel my cup, feel my cup, feel the Lord. Lord, the hour has come. Lord, the same grace I receive of you right now, right now, right now, upon this young man, upon this young man, upon this young man. Upon this young man, 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 yeah, Jesus. Upon this young man, Jesus, 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 hold it.
Open the floodgates.
Look at it, look at it, look at it. Aha, aha, aha. Look at it, young boy, look at it, look at it, look at it. A fresh unction, a fresh unction. He's coming, 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 my God, he's coming. Jesus, he's coming, take it, oh my God. And cause your way. Father, I ask upon everyone in this altar, let there be a a fresh of grace. A release of grace. A release of fire. A release of fire. Jesus. Hold it.
All of you at this altar, bring down your hands, close your eyes. Breathe in. Breathe in. In. Out. All of you standing at this altar, breathe in. In. Out. Breathe in. Take it in. In. Out. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Take it in. In. Out. Aha. Aha. There is a transformation from inside. Take it in. Take it in. Take it in. Out. Aha. 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 Just relax. Yes, Lord. Father. Father. Under the same unction. Under the same grace. Under the same unction, under the same grace, I ask Holy Spirit, you say, call these ones, Father, not by my power, not by my mind, not by my own wisdom, Spirit of God, let there be a fresh fire upon each of them. As they leave this altar with fire. Make them a fire carrier in their generation. Lord, I ask as they move, they will move with fire. Lord, your light will radiate all over them. Put your two hands on your head. Sophia, put your two hands. Put your two hands. Aha. Aha. It is raining all around me. Thank you, Jesus. I can feel it.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
The latter rain.
The latter rain. Ride on Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Everywhere you are, put your two hands on your head. I want to pray with you now. Put your two hands on your head. I want to pray with you now.
Here is red.
Here is
red. Here is
red. Somebody say,
I can
feel it. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Malaba shakala balagala. Himalaba balaya. Ride on Jesus. Ride on Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Everywhere be silent. Put your two hands on your head. Everywhere be silent. Aha. 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 It doesn't matter where you are in this auditorium. Aha. It doesn't matter where you are. Aha. Help them, help them, help them, help them. It doesn't matter where you are. Aha. Help them, help them, help them, help them. Aha. Or shall be allowed, please. It doesn't matter where you are. Aha. Super Lia Namanakwa. It doesn't matter where you are. That is fire impartation. That is fire impartation. I can't touch you, but the Holy Ghost is touching you. Put that two hands on your head. Aha! That is fire impartation. Aha! That is fire impartation. Thank you, Jesus. As you leave this camp meeting, may you live with fire. May you live with fire. I pray for everyone at the sound of my voice. May this fire of the Holy Ghost keep burning. Keep burning.
grant gifts, I set them on fire. I ask, as you leave this camp meeting, the Lord will wrought great signs and wonders through you. You will go and affect your generation. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Blessed be your name. Wave the hand to Jesus. Can you just appreciate him? Just appreciate him. Get back to your seat. Just appreciate him. Just thank him. Just thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. To God be the glory. Continue with this fire. As the worship team are taking over, listen. Continue with this atmosphere. Not just in this camp meeting. Even outside, after the camp meeting. Keep the fire burning. So many of you, something have happened. Please keep the fire burning. There are some of my books they've announced, but there is one I call Dynamics of Spiritual Gifts. Let me encourage all of you, pick that book. It will help you. We're in the days of God's power. And with this fire, you can go ahead to do exploit. Worship him over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. The Lord God Almighty, who was and is